Yesterday, the Inspector General for the Department of Agriculture said that a criminal investigation is underway into the possibility that records may have been falsified in the nation's first and only case of mad cow disease. This investigation is happening at the same time that a non-criminal review is being conducted on the way the Agriculture Department responded to the mad cow scare. Joining us now to talk about what this investigation means is Sandy Doughton, a science reporter for the Seattle Times. She's with us from her office in Seattle, Washington. Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
So why did the Inspector General feel that this investigation was required? What changed?
Early days after this case was discovered, there have been folks here in the state of Washington who handled this cow who have been questioning the official version of what happened, particularly this question of whether the animal was standing up and able to walk when it was killed or whether it was a downer animal that was too sick or injured to get up. So the USDA Inspector General was looking into that particular question. The criminal aspect comes up because one of those people who worked with the cow, the man who says he killed the animal, has suggested that that the veterinarian records were tampered with to make it look like the animal was a downer when it really wasn't.
And that's an absolutely crucial distinction because downer cows are tested for BSE, mad cow disease. Those who are still walking around aren't.
Correct. Correct. About 80% of the 20,000 animals that were tested in the United States last year were downers.
And so if the animal was walking around and did have a BSE, as it turned out it did, then that might suggest, at least according to some critics, that we ought to be testing a whole lot more cows than we do.
Yes, and that we ought to be testing cows that look healthy and not just cows that look sick. There have been a couple of healthy young animals discovered recently in Japan with mad cow disease.
We're speaking with Sandy Doughton of the Seattle Times about the mad cow case. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So this former slaughterhouse worker, what does he say? He says that the animal, was it walking or got up?
His name is Dave Lauthan, and he was working at this little slaughter plant in Moses Lake, Washington. And he says, and the owner of the plant agrees with this story, that when the cow came in, it was in a trailer with several other animals. It was standing up, and when he killed it, he said it was actually preparing to bolt, to run away. So he says it was up and getting ready to run.
And is that story supported by everybody else who was on the scene?
The owner of the slaughterhouse, Mr. Lauthan, and the fellow who hauled the cow to the slaughter plant from the dairy, all three say that it was standing and walking.
Again, what did the veterinarian's report say?
The veterinarian's report says that the animal was down on its sternum, but alert, which is, I guess, a typical...
The sternum would be the chest, right?
Down on its chest with its front legs folded underneath of it. And the USDA points out that it's possible for the animal to have been both, to have been standing at one point and then be down on its chest when the veterinarian looked at it.
Now, is the investigation based on the discrepancy in these two accounts of what happened, which, as you suggest, may be, in fact, not contradictory at all, or did they find some evidence in the veterinarian's report of, blue ink suddenly changing to black ink or something like that?
Yeah, I don't get the impression it was anything that dramatic. I believe that the only allegation that the records might have been falsified is coming from Mr. Lauthan, who feels that there was an irregularity in the report in that the veterinarian noted that he was unable to take the animal's temperature. And apparently this is something that's generally quite easy to do if the animal is down, and it's something that's required of all downer animals before they're slaughtered. So Mr. Lauthan and other people I talked to who have worked as USDA veterinarians say it would be very unusual for the animal's temperature not to have been taken. So Mr. Louthan suggests that that might mean that the records were tampered with and that that was added later.
Have you had a chance to talk to the veterinarian?
No, the veterinarian has kept quiet. He has declined to speak to anyone, but USDA officials say that they're confident in the credibility of his report.
Now, you're out there in Washington State, which is has suffered and is suffering the effects of this mad cow case. How are people reacting to the idea that there may have been some possibility, at least, of something crooked going on here?
Well, I think you're right that people out here are keenly interested in this case because it happened here, and also because most of the meat from this cow was distributed here in the state of Washington. And I think throughout this process, people are learning more than they ever wanted to know about some of the more unpleasant aspects of beef processing. And also they're concerned about a lot of questions that have been raised about the way the USDA has conducted its testing program in the past, just how effective it is, and also the way the USDA polices meat processing in general. So I think people here are going to be following this closely, but I think at this point we really only have one person raising this allegation of records being falsified. So it remains to be seen how credible that is.
Now, at the same time, this other review is going on to see basically did the Department of Agriculture respond properly when the case broke out. What's happening there?
I think it's the sort of proceeding on the same track, and it too is looking at this question of whether the animal was a downer or whether it was standing. And there's also a House committee that's very interested in this question and has asked the USDA for documents to back up its assertion that the animal was a downer.
And when you say a House committee, do you mean the House of Representatives here in Washington or the Seattle legislature?
They're in Washington, the other Washington.
Washington legislature, yes, of course.
The House Government Reform Committee.
And it's not in Seattle.
No, it's not in Seattle. It's in Washington, D.C.
Yes. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Do we know where this is going next, by the way?
I think within a few weeks we'll probably get the results from these investigations, and then we'll know.
Okay, maybe we'll invite you to come back and talk to with us then. Thank you very much.
All right.
Sandy Doughton is a science reporter for the Seattle Times, and she was with us from her office there in Seattle, Washington. In Washington, D.C., I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.